It's day 134 of hashtag 365, and I've woke up with a spring in my step. The chaos and destruction of Venice is behind me, and I'm now looking forward to a clean sweep this week and getting back on it and, you know, putting back into play all the things that I've been teaching myself and discovering about myself over the past, 134 days, 133 days so far. Can you believe it? When we get to day 183, we'll be just over halfway there. I can actually see that on my hashtag 365 table that I've got. All the prep and everything that I do for this, I'm doing on my phone. This is a 21st century operation, my friend. which might sound really old-fashioned if you're listening in the year 3568 or something like that. The week lies ahead in front of me like an ocean of possibilities. I know how much better I feel when I don't eat like a glutton. And for all the big talk I gave it about how I was going to go away to Venice and, you know, just because I'm going away doesn't mean I have to go crazy. And I had no intention of going crazy, but just little mistakes were made on one of the first nights there. Well, not one of the first nights. There can only be one first night, can't there? On the first night there. It's not weird, the little turns of phrase people say. On the first night there, we went out for some food. And I was like, oh, I just want to get a little starter. Just a little, you know, cheeky little appetizer. Knowing that I'm not allowed to eat mozzarella sticks because I've sworn myself off them for my entire life. I knew that I wanted something that was cheese-based, but it couldn't be a mozzarella stick. Then I noticed a range of deep fried cheeses, none of which were a mozzarella stick. And to me, my chimp, that felt like a loophole. So I went for that as an appetizer, not really paying attention to what it cost, therefore not realizing that it cost about 25 euro and was actually a sharing platter of deep fried cheese. When it came out, I took one look at it and thought, I think I've made a massive mistake. This is clearly a sharing platter of deep fried cheese. However, my wife had her own meal, and on the first night it was only my wife and I, we just ate together. So she wasn't interested in partaking in any of my deep fried cheese, and then I kind of went into chimp mode. I was like, oh, well, you know, it's stupid to not eat it, and plus I'm on my holidays, you know, good for you. You'll mitigate it with your steps. No, Alex, you're not going to mitigate a sharing platter of deep fried cheese with some steps. But that's what my chimp told me, and you know what? I believed him. I was a few glasses of rosé deep, and I had not an ounce of willpower left in me. So, seeing it all unravel before your very eyes. So I tucked into a few of those cheeky morsels, and a few became many, until the whole plate was clean. And then, of course, the pizza came out, which was not just an enormous sort of Neapolitan-style pizza, but it was so full of toppings. There was like chunks of Parmesan cheese on top. Not shavings, like chunks. I mean, it was absolutely delicious. And you obviously smashed that as well as taking down a couple of glasses of limoncello, some Prosecco and some more rosé. I think, all told, that meal, if I'm honest, let's think. 6,000 calories, maybe, as much as that. Almost an entire week's worth of calories in one go. So it's hardly any wonder that the scales weren't good to me yesterday. But there we go. So it's the start of a new week. And, you know, all that chaos and all that tomfoolery, set it to one side. You know, usually in the days of old of my yo-yo weight, that would have been the end of it. I'd be back into my old ways. You know, I'd be going and getting kebabs and going out and having a drink and getting deep fried cheeses and I'd be all over it, all over again. But that's the beauty of this program. That's the beauty of hashtag 365. Once you've started, you're committed for a year. So if you fall off that wagon, just jump your ass back on there and crack on. And that's exactly what I'm doing today and exactly what will be happening tomorrow for day 135. Have a wicked one.